It's the emergency break of the week.
You do wear panties.
Do not.
Yes. What are you wearing right now?
Panties.
Here we go. He's standing up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
Here goes the shirt up. Here goes the zipper down. And there's the...
Or technical meltdown.
Dude, your sack's hanging out the bottom.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Pulls his pants down and there is a testicle.
It's time
you
for
wanted to
the
see?
E-Break brought to you by Just Breaks here in 15 minutes. We'll preview Cowboys and Cardinals this Sunday in the desert. We'll give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. Now, last Friday, it was the day after a holiday, so we did not have our full crew in here. Fernando was out as our producer, and one killer was in as our producer. He told Gordo, going into Gordo's corner, that he had something for him. He had a story for you.
Yeah, and you know, I feel bad for Killer because I've seen this happen to him many times. He wants to be good on the air. He wants to improve. We all want to improve, right?
Right.
And he gets himself psyched up and gets energetic, and he thinks this is going to be the time where he's actually going to nail it on the air. And it falls apart so quickly for him, so very quickly. Starts off with high energy. He knew I was going to throw it to him towards the end of Muse for this story. And so he sat in there the whole time kind of punching himself in the arm and hopping up and down and, you know, getting all warmed up. And he starts off with lots of energy, and then it falls. All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
It's the saddest ending.
No, that was good, Killer.
To report.
I still tell y'all that it's when he said evil and he didn't get any reaction, that's where it just went terribly wrong for Killer.
Okay, but you move on. I mean, we've done that before. We say something and the other guys don't really have anything, and so then you start your next sentence.
Why would he expect a big reaction from that line? And
just something. I don't know. He expected something there.
And I thought he was just laying out... See, here's what I thought. He had his open ready, but he had nothing after that. He didn't know how to transition from his open to the story, and so he laid out on himself. But you're saying he thought he'd get a big reaction
out
of this?
Yeah, I think he was expecting an ooh or something like that. His confidence immediately began wavering on the layout.
And I think he even surprised himself with his delivery of evil.
Like it was so good?
Like it was so strong. Yeah.
Oh, you think it was? He thought it was too strong.
He kind of doubted himself, like, oh, wait, maybe I didn't say that right. And then that's where, just listen right after evil, how things go terribly wrong.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
I love the
sign off.
Where he's trying to get the name of the town right, and he says crap. Okay, now he's going to reorder himself. Mm-hmm. But then he still says in Creek View, and it was Cave Creek.
Yeah, that's where it went, Brian, in Ball State.
Just never heard someone so nervous. It's like he's up on the bike, and it's just going so slow and got twitch wheel going.
That's great. Way to go, Killer. You're up for an e-break. As is one Junior Miller, who gave us a laugh this week when we were talking about one of our favorite sponsors, A No. 1 Air.
So have the folks from A Number One Air come out, give you the safe home heating inspection from A Number One Air. No idea what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
And tell them you're a P1. 1 day left to take advantage
so
of
it. So what is that? Hey...
The HAFE, I don't even know what I said.
Air?
So have the folks from A Number One Air come out, give you the Safe home heating inspection.
Air what?
I always love it when we question ourselves. What?
What?
All right, there's a funny there for Junior. This one is really unfortunate. This is Corby, and you know they've been reviewing the animated comedy shows that Mike has not seen. This week was South Park. And apparently on this South Park, you want to explain this, Jared, since you're a big South Park
fan? Okay, well, one of the adults on the show is on Wheel of Fortune, and the clue is people that annoy you. And he's gotten every letter but one in the word naggers. I had to make sure
he doesn't have that first vowel.
Right. Correct.
Right. And so he's guessing
as
to who the people are that annoy him.
So when Corby tries to explain it.
So as Corby tries to explain it, is this because... Corby was thinking of the joke that they were trying to get on across on South Park,
so.
Or it's just the way Corby thinks. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd like a B, an N, and a G.
And the vowel?
An O, please. Okay, well, looks like you're going to get a lot of help here.
Category is people who annoy you. Audience, keep quiet, please.
All right, at this point on the screen... On the Wheel of Fortune screen, you see the letters turned around, and so far, with all the letters that were given to him and that he wanted, he has N, blank, I, G, G.
What?
No.
Wait.
Over.
Oh, good Lord.
Careful.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Better dump that.
No, it's too late.
Nah, sorry. I'll just mark it.
I'm not a good speller.
Wow.
Oh, no, don't keep going. N blank. GG. So you get it. And the category is people who annoy you. Now, this is a white guy. People who annoy you.
So Corby was right on the brain. That was the word on his mind.
I guess so.
And he was just going to spell it.
What an unfortunate moment there for Corby.
So unfortunate.
So those are your three candidates, Killer, Junior, or Corby. Be careful how you vote. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The Spelling Bee champion, Corby Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Afro-American Friday Killer.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
People who annoy you. Gordon Keith.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give that to A Number One Air.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy.
I would like to tell you why voting for the e-break is evil. I fail, but never mind.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, musers, welcome to G-Bag Nation. I want to throw out a vote for a guy who really nags me a lot, Corby Davidson.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13.
Man.
We were doing pretty well until that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You might.
Yes, you are.
She get cut off?
Hello?
Oh, no. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. No. You finally did it. Jesus finally disconnected their phone.
That's terrible.
If you go back behind fake Natalie Maine's house, there's God with a pair of wire cutters.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, vote for the racist.
Oh, that's... Well, that could be Corby or Killer, but I think that he's...
He's referring to Corby there.
Yeah, Corby's e-break.
We have a winner. I thought Killer for sure would win.
How did Killer? That is classic.
No kidding.
Take it away from the P1s. Take it away
from
him.
Boy, this is an outrage.
It is an outrage.
Can we at least listen to the runner-up?
Okay, let's listen to the runner-up, because the winner is too offensive anyway.
Yes.
All right.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
No, that was good, killer.
Good?
Nailed it.
Oh, poor man. The killer.
Poor the killer. And he didn't even win.
Why did you lie at the end of that?
Because, you know me, I can't stand uncomfortable moments. I was just trying to pick it up a little bit. That's okay, killer. It's all right. I could tell he was all distraught over there, and I didn't want him to
so many moments
beat
in
himself
that
up.
That I laugh at no matter how many times I've heard it. When he starts right after he says evil and lays out on himself, that we had...
He immediately stubs his toe.
Yes.
And when he gets to San Andreas, San Andreas. A little singing there.
A little swing. How many is that for Corby? Actually,
well, first of all, that would have been Killer's first win.
Oh, man.
But Corby, no one has won more e-breaks this year than Corby.
He's had a tough year.
He's on a roll.
Yeah, way to go, Corby. 812.